So that was 70 years of the reign of Queen Elizabeth II. And we made a Jubilee quilt. I don't know if you actually saw it while you were having your tea, but it's hanging up in the room next door. And we did a quiz about the events that had happened in the 70 years from 1952 to 2022. I take it it's not working, Gary. The PowerPoint. Thank you. Next one. Yeah? And what we talked about then was about having two birthdays. The Queen, Queen Elizabeth II, had two official birthdays. One, the actual day that she was born, and one, a day in June to commemorate it. And we said that we can all have two birthdays if we're born again. We said that you can have a birthday to celebrate the day that you're born, but you can have a birthday when you're born again into God's family, when we come to believe in Jesus who died to save us from our sins and to give us eternal life. So because we're doing about coronations this time, we're thinking about crowns. And so, if you move on, James, yeah, we've got a sign up that says Jesus is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and on his head are many crowns. Now, the title King of Kings and Lord of Lords is given to Jesus in the last book in the Bible, in Revelation. And John sees a vision of an open heaven with a white horse. And the rider of this horse is called Faithful and True. And that's another one of Jesus' many names. And he's described as having eyes that are like blazing fire, and on his head are many crowns. Now, some of you have been making crowns, and some of you are wearing crowns today. Has Ava got her crown? Yeah. Ava, would you like to just come and stand in the middle? Ava had to make a crown for school, and she's got the most amazing crown on her head that looks very much like the official crowns. Yeah, do you want to? Just turn around and show everybody your crown. Yeah? So Jesus has got crowns like that. Okay? Now, yesterday, in the coronation service, there were three crowns that were used. There was the King St. Edward's crown. That was made in 1661. Okay? And it was melted down, and it was used to crown the king. Queen Mary's crown was used to crown Camilla. And later at the end of the ceremony, when they went in the gold carriage back to Buckingham Palace, they used the lighter imperial state crown. So crowns are magnificent. I mean, ours are just made out of cardboard with a few plastic jewels stuck on. But real crowns, Stephen, real crowns have got... are made out of gold or silver, and they've got precious jewels on them, and they're really, really expensive. And that symbolizes the wealth and the power and the majesty of a king or a queen. And Jesus is the ultimate monarch, the ultimate king, so on his head are many crowns. But he's not a king like any earthly king, because it says in this book in Revelation that he's dressed in a robe dipped in blood. Now, it's not blood from killing people, like, you know, kings of old were famous for going into battles and how many enemies they killed. His robe is dipped in blood. His name is the Word of God, because Jesus became king through dying for us on the cross, okay? And actually, the first crown that he ever wore was a crown of thorns that the Roman soldiers put on his head before he was crucified. But we're told that when he comes again, the armies of heaven will follow him, riding on white horses, and they'll be dressed in fine white linen, clean. And it's because Jesus' robes were dipped in blood, because his blood was shed for the forgiveness of our sins, that the armies of heaven can be dressed in fine linen, white and clean. We're made clean because Jesus died for us. Now, kings generally expected their subjects to be willing to die for them. That was the whole point of being a king. Everybody else would die to keep you alive. But in God's kingdom, our king died for us. God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting people's sins against them. So God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in Christ, and through him to reconcile to himself all things. So we've made lots of crowns today, and we've thought about the coronation ceremony. But But you know, it actually says in the Bible that Jesus will give us crowns as well, if we believe in him. It says that we will get a crown that will last forever. A crown of rejoicing. A crown of righteousness. A crown of glory. And the crown of life. You know, we can have, ultimately, crowns that are far better than anything we've made today. Yeah? But ultimately, it says that when we get those crowns, what will we do with them? It says they lay their crowns before the throne and say, "You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power. For you created all things, and by your will they were created and have their being." Ultimately, any crown that we get, we'll give to Jesus because we think he's worth it. He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We've got a couple of songs to finish with. I'll pass over to Gary. One of them written especially.